It's the Midnight Radio Network. Merry Christmas, Gary McNamara, along with a special appearance by Eric Harley.
Yes, and we want to thank our special appearance by Lyndon Finney and retired senior trooper Monte Dial of the Texas Highway Patrol, a special edition of Ask the Law. As we talk about the USDOT, the FMCSA has issued a regulatory proposal that would revise the hours of service. So we are talking here as part of our Ask the Law segment, a special Christmas Eve edition. We want to let you know that Trooper Monte Dial is here as courtesy of Old Blue USA. His comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial are considered to be opinions only. The information and answers here are up to date as of today, can change without notice. The website, by the way, askthelaw.org. Okay, let's talk about this, guys. A couple minutes before the bottom of the hour news break, but let's move on to the second item here, Trooper Dial.
Could I say something here that goes back to the foundation and when we were talking about all the rules that have gone down?
Yeah.
I'm looking at a story that I wrote in May of 2008.
Mm.
When I interviewed John Hill, and I say this to the context of no matter what happens, you know what's going to happen with the two sides of this thing. John said, and I quote, "I think that it's possible that people will become so weary of the uncertainty that there could be a push for congressional action."
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that was 2008. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's also important for us to remember that Ann Farrow was head of the Maryland Motor Truck Association.
Yes, yes.
And as such was a strong supporter.
An advocate.
Of the current rule.
Yes, and that is, and you know, there was a lot of flack there. And
uh-huh.
As she came aboard as the new administrator,
yeah.
A lot of the special interest groups said, wait, wait, wait. And then we believe that the answer to that, essentially that objection to her being appointed was, well, hold on. One of the first things they're going to take care of is hours of service. So,
yeah.
You know, she's
yeah.
she's going to be tough, essentially, was the message. And well, here we are.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Now, Trooper Dial, second item here. We've got about 60 seconds here, and we're going to expand on this coming up after the break. But it would limit the standard driving window. That's what they call this now. Driving window to 14 hours while allowing that number to be extended to 16 hours two times a week. This is where the math starts to get a little bit crazy. Trooper Dial, you've been at your calculator all day long. I know you have. So I want to talk about this and how the actual duty time within the driving window would be limited to 13 hours, what all of this means. Because, again, wow, Trooper Dial, you know that even before any hours of service rule change, we had plenty of questions. That was pre-2003.
Yes.
And I can only imagine the questions we will have. So, gentlemen, stand by. I do want to get back to this and really expand on this and what this means as we talk hours of service on a special edition of Ask the Law. We'll get to national weather here in just a few minutes. Stand by.
On the Midnight Radio Network.